even then, because you bought it for a penny, you got the whole power to tear it in two pieces and to burn one of them. What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created you from nothing? He is free to do what he likes. This is why in one hadith it is said that even if all, with all the obedience you have done, if you throw you in the fire, still it is a justice. And if a sinner person, with all his sins, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throws him into Jannah, still it is fitting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the master, he is the creator, he can do what he likes. But he himself, written upon himself, that he is not going to do injustice. وَكَتَبَ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. He has written the mercy upon himself. This is why he is not going to do any injustice. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. Your Lord is not going to do any injustice to any person. That is one thing. And let us take another criticism. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in this Quran, وَلَوْ شَاءَ لَحَدَاكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. If he wanted, he could have guided you all. And the criticism is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all right, if he wanted, he can guide it all these non-Muslims as well, but he did not guide them. So it means that he is the one who did not guide them. The answer to this criticism is, or this question is, what this ayah means? It means that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to force someone to Islam, he could have done it. Because it was very easy for him to convert all the people into Muslims. But he did not force them. La ikraha fid din. He got no compulsion in the matter of religion. He has left the matter open for everybody. This is the right path, this is the wrong path. Choose whatever you like. And when you have chosen the wrong path, then this is your own choice. And you will face it. You will face all the consequences for that on the day of judgment. That is the answer to this question. And the second thing, that the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which I said in the beginning, taqdeer is the knowledge of Allah, which is written in a book. Does that knowledge dictate you to do something bad or something good? No, that knowledge does not dictate you at all. That is a knowledge which is known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he created you. And with one example, it would be very clear. Suppose I know a child right from the childhood, very naughty childhood, always doing some rubbish things, stealing. When I knew him for quite a long time, I said to him, man, one day, because of your robbery, your stealing, one day you will become a very great robber, very great robber, very big robber. And then you will steal, you will rob the people, somebody would confront you, you may kill him, you will be caught, and you will be hanged for your actions. Now I, just a simple man, I have just predicted all these things. Suppose I have written them in a piece of paper as well. I said in this piece of paper to him, to that child, one day you are going to be hanged. Suppose I have given this paper in an envelope to him, to this person. That was just my pre-estimation, my speculation. Not anything more than that. And what happened actually, this child became a big robber, and then in the course of one of his robbery, he killed a person, and then he was caught by the police, then he was tried in the court, and then the judgment was to hang him. At the time when he was about to be hanged, he said to the judge, don't hang me, hang Sheikh Suhaib. Why? Because 20 years ago he wrote a piece of paper, he said that this person is going to be hanged. So hang him, he is the reason for that. Nobody will believe him. Why? Because I did not do all these things. I just only estimated. I speculated only. I did not ask him to do all these things. He should be responsible for his own acts. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created you out of dust, He knows about each person what he is going to do in this world. And all those things which he is going to do were written in a book. That is known as Al-Kitab. Allahul Mahfuz. So you can't say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, "Oh Allah, you have written about me that I would be Abu Lahab. I would be Abu Jahl. I would be that Serbian commander, what is his name, this wolf, the biggest wolf, huh?" You can't say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Forgive me because you have written my name in that list of wrongdoers." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just knew it. And this is why he wrote your names in that list. He did not ask you to do all these things. This is how you can understand that nobody is going to challenge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this point. Now there is one thing, let me add here. So many people ask these questions. If I am not praying, it means that this is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why should he ask me if I am not praying or if I am doing something bad, if I am drinking? But nobody asks these questions. I am getting a good salary. I am getting a nice house. You don't ask these questions. Why I am getting all these things? Nobody asks this. A person got a very good business. He never asks these questions. Why I am having this good business? But whenever something bad happens to him, he says, "Oh, that is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." That is wrong. If you have done your efforts for your business until you got such a nice business, in the very same way, if you do something bad, this is your own action. And you should be held responsible for that. You know, if you are a student and you are supposed to sit in your exams, in the test, you will see that on that examination day, the test day, all the people are there at time, in time in that room, in the examination hall. 100% presence. Even though there was a rail strike or bus strike, all the people are coming through any means. They are coming. Why? Because they know that this is something very important. They should be in time in the hall. But that is not the case with Fajr prayer. With Isha prayer, that is not the case. Few people are coming. Why? Because they are not exerting any effort to be in time for the prayer. So it means that there, if you want to do something, you can do it. If there is a very strong will behind it. If there is no strong will, you don't do it. So my dear brothers, I don't take more of your time. And the gist of what I have said, that though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills everything, but he has given a very limited choice to the man. The man, and according to that limited choice, he plans. He plans, and when he plans that thing, whatever he does, that was known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that was willed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But because he planned it, he would be responsible for that. A person has taken a weapon in his hand, he said, "Allah, I have to kill someone." And then he goes there, and he shoots him, he kills him. So it means that all that planning which is done by him, he is responsible for that. But when this killing happened, it was known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it was written. That is the taqdeer, and we believe in taqdeer. Though this matter is so complicated, this is why our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that don't try to discuss it a lot. Don't raise too much questions about it. Just have this belief that whatever happens in this world, it happens with the pre-estimation, predestination of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُوبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وصلى الله تعالى على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
Thank you very much, Dr. Shuhayb Hassan, for giving us detailed talk on predestination. Now we come to the end of the circle, but before we break up, we got some messages from Brother Brian.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. We should thank Sheikh Suhaib for being willing to stay on to talk much longer than he expected today because of the late start. You very nearly missed your tea too, but Brother Norwell relented and said, well, now perhaps we will have the tea after all. Next week there will be no circle at all because the UMO conference is on, which is attended by various speakers, including Dr. Jamal Badawi. You'll see a notice upstairs on the board about it. And as that will, normally that takes place once a year, and we usually cancel the circle on that day because people prefer to listen to the talks, very high quality talks we have on that day. So there'll be no circle next Saturday, but the following Saturday, inshallah, we're hoping that Brother Yusuf Islam will be the speaker. I haven't had it confirmed yet, though. There is a meeting, a lecture, which is being delivered by Imam Hamza Yusuf Hansen of the USA. This is at Turnpike Lane Mosque, and it's on the 5th of August, Saturday the 5th of August, at 5 p.m. So you'll have to run away from the circle. Well, there won't be a circle, but if you go and attend the meeting here, then you've just about got time to run up to the Turnpike Lane to listen to this talk there. So that's at Turnpike Lane Mosque. Tomorrow's teaching class for new Muslims and others is dealing with the form and significance of Salah. We should be dealing with the actual performance of the prayer. That's at 10:30 in the mosque upstairs, as usual. The brother who approached me last week, again I remind you, the brother who is divorced from his wife and living with his mother, and he has a small daughter aged 2 years 6 months, and he's very anxious to find some sister who could come and teach his daughter and look after her. And this is for 3 days a week, but it could well turn into a full week. Anybody who's interested, the brother lives in Kenton. Anybody who has details, I can give them the address afterwards. I should also apologize for the fact that I forgot to give out copies of Muslim News at the beginning, but as the circle was very small then, perhaps it doesn't matter. There are copies of Muslim News available. Anybody who hasn't had them will be available now, immediately after the circle. Those are the only announcements I have. Oh. We have, Sheikh Suhaib has brought copies of the Al-Quran Society's booklet, Faith in Predestination. The Al-Quran Society produces some very high quality booklets on such subjects, and we have one or two here, who anybody who wishes can take them. And we must thank Sheikh Suhaib for bringing those along. But there are a lot of other books. It lists some of the Al-Quran's series on the back, and there are a number of booklets which are available from the Al-Quran Society. If you want further details, you can see the address on the back of the book. Those are the announcements. Assalamu alaikum.
We come to the end of the circle meeting. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayka. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim wal asr innal insana lafi khusr illa allazina amanu wa amilus salihat wa tawasaw bil haqq wa tawasaw bis sabr. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shalom.